Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Happiness Over Stress. I'd like to talk today about growing together. So this one was inspired by two movies actually. I think they were on Netflix. One of them was called The Founder and it was based on how McDonald's was started. I really enjoyed watching that one with my family. And the second one was called Shirley and it was about a woman in politics in America. But the interesting thing about it was that both of these inspiring people were married, but by the end of the movies, they had divorced their partners and married someone else who supported them in a different way. What really made me think was the fact that both of them had supportive partners. They couldn't have been successful without their supportive partners. In the case of Shirley, her partner was the one going around taking photos, acting as a security. I won't want to spoil the movie for you because it's quite good. But he did all these amazing things for her. They did show a scene where they had an argument where he said she somehow wanted him to be a shadow of a man for her to be able to do what she does. But she shouldn't blame him when he's too good at doing that, which is a bit of a shame because you want people to be supportive, but you don't want them to destroy their own dreams and really not be themselves just because they're trying to support you. But yeah, it was evident to me anyway through the film, you know, and you know, I can't completely base judgment on the movie because I know sometimes they edit it to say a certain story, which might not be exactly what happened in the true story. But you could see that she had another man there who was part of our team, always paying attention to whether she had time to eat, you know, always in line with her vision, very supportive in a different kind of way. And it was interesting to see at the end of the movie that they put up a note to say that she ended up divorcing her husband and marrying that man. And I just found that really interesting. Not that I'm happy that people get divorced, but I just always am interested in how things get to that level. In the case of The Founder, he did have a very supportive wife who would just sit at home and wait for him with all his long travels, looking for more business. And sometimes she would complain about him not being satisfied with what they already had. But he explained how he's an entrepreneur. He's always looking for more. He's always wanting more challenges. But then there was another woman who he met through the business when he started doing the McDonald's franchise. And she was very on the ball, thinking of new ideas for the business, thinking of how they could do things differently. And he used to spend ages talking with her, which for me was the red flag for, ooh, his marriage is going to be in trouble. And interestingly enough, by the end of the movie, he had also divorced his own wife and ended up marrying this woman. And it just made me think, you know, as a married woman myself, am I being supportive enough? But also, am I being supportive in a long-term kind of way? Not the kind of supportive that leaves you feeling walked all over and somebody leaving you after they've achieved their dreams because you don't match anymore or because you think too differently. But in a way that you're growing together. And that growing together involves constant communication. So you both know where your minds are at. So you can change with the seasons together. And also there's responsibility on us as spouses as well to make ourselves still fanciable in this stage of life. Not just thinking, well, you've married me, you've got what you've got, and you know, you can just do whatever you want and think, well, they're not going anywhere. You know, if we think about it really, would our partner still have wanted to marry us if we are the way we are right now at the time when they met us? And for me, that was a really big wake-up call. I thought it's interesting for us to review our lives and to reflect on things regularly. Sometimes as women, we would go on saying about how, oh, when we were dating, you used to do this, you used to do that. And then you think, well, is there any part that I'm playing in this? Are there things that I used to bother enough to do when we were dating that I can't be bothered to do now, yet I'm expecting the same kind of treatment? Yes, I know life changes. People have children, people have jobs, people have houses to look after and all that. But we should still keep making effort for our relationships, because what we don't want is, after all is said and done, the marriage itself dies. And you know, when I talk, I'm not talking just to everybody else. I'm also talking to myself, because every marriage will come across its ups and downs, but we need to remember that it takes two to tango. We can't blame the other person for everything that's gone wrong in the marriage. And we also can't blame ourselves for everything that's gone wrong in the marriage. Because I've also met people who just continue to blame themselves, thinking they weren't good enough, they didn't work hard enough on the marriage, or they weren't perfect enough, or they didn't meet expectations. No, it takes two. And yeah, expectations need to change, need to be molded as you go along with life, and different curveballs come at you. We need to work together. The important thing is the growing together. And yes, even when we think, you know, this is a challenging time, we're going through something really tough, the last thing I need to be thinking about is whether we're being romantic or whether we're communicating. Trust me, that's the time when we need to really think about that, because it's those few weeks or few months of stress or hardship that chip away slowly at the marriage, and then you turn around and realize you have no connection anymore, you're not talking about anything anymore. And some people end up finding someone else outside their home that they become best friends with and talk to, which there's nothing wrong with, but I believe it shouldn't be at the expense of your marriage. Because marriage is a serious commitment. It's not just something that we do and see if it's going to work out. I know the world, you know, has turned upside down now, and people are doing things, you know, however they see fit. But I'm a Christian, and I believe marriage was instituted by God, and it's a serious commitment. It's a covenant. It's a promise. It's a vow. It's an oath. So it's not like breaking up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend. So we need to honestly do our best to make sure that relationship works, so that we don't turn around and keep blaming ourselves or everybody else for the fact that it didn't work. Let's keep improving ourselves as well. So if it's that, you know, we're dealing with this new thing that I don't really understand, well, if it was a boyfriend that was going on and on about Formula One racing or something that I didn't know much about, I'm pretty sure I would Google a bit about it so that I would have something to say next time he comes round for a date, so that we can talk more about it. But then it's interesting that when we're husbands and wives, we just kind of think, well, that's your thing. You know, I don't really care. Just do your thing. Don't bother me. At least I'm supportive. I'm not stopping you. I'm not being an obstruction. But sometimes even just the blasé, passive attitude can be just as irritating as you not knowing anything about it. So we should try and be proactive with our relationships, be proactive with romance in our marriages, be proactive with communication, be proactive with connection, because when that communication is lost, that connection is lost, unfortunately, that's when there's nothing left to stay for. And some people find that when the children have all grown and left home, or when there's no more problems to be worried about. So, for example, when they get to midlife, paid off all their debts, paid off the mortgage, there's no stresses to be worried about, and they feel like life is empty because there's nothing really to talk about, nothing to think about anymore, and realize they're just living single in a marriage, which is quite sad. And those movies really made me reflect on it, to try and make sure that we're growing together, me and my husband. And sometimes we need to challenge each other on it, because it might be that you're very aware of these things and you try and make effort, and the other one is probably letting it lapse, and you're not really seeing any effort from their side. Yes, nobody wants to feel as if they're begging for love or asking for love, but having those difficult conversations could be the thing that saves your marriage, because the other person might just think that they're doing their best, at least I'm here. And I was talking about this to my friend recently, how sometimes as well, people's perspective can be because of their own experience and upbringing. So they might think they're doing really good because compared to their parents, you know, their marriage looks much better. Or compared to the other married people they know, they are not as bad in the way that they treat their wives or their husbands. But it's not about comparison. It's not about trying to see whether at least we're doing better than them. At least we're still together. Or at least we still eat together. Or at least we still sleep on the same bed. It's not about that. It's about what's the best for our family and for our situation. And if our current situation is not the best that we want for ourselves, then we need to keep trying harder. We can't just relax and be mediocre and say, well, at least it's not that bad. We're still together. We're still in the same house. I didn't get married to just be in the same house, to be housemates with someone. A marriage relationship should be very different from housemates and best friends and normal relationships with work colleagues or whatever. There should be a very special relationship between a husband and a wife. And if that's something you're longing for, that's something you really want to see in your marriage, I just wanted to encourage you, in terms of happiness over stress, to make the effort. It's never too late. I've seen couples who are seriously in love at the age of 60. I've seen couples who are seriously in love in their 80s. In fact, they make you feel jealous because they don't even have to go to work. They are retired and they hold hands and sit together talking all day about everything and nothing. And if that's what we want for our lives, we need to sow the seeds, lay the foundation, make the effort now while we're young, as part of choosing happiness over stress. Thank you for listening. This one was very focused on marriage, but I hope you found it helpful for now or for later. If it's not relevant, please feel free to share to someone who you think it might help. Have a lovely week.